What can parents do to help their children cultivate sexual purity? That's a tough question to answer because there's so many aspects to it. One is certainly to have a very positive biblical view of human sexuality in the home. To teach children that sex is not a bad thing, it's a good thing, but to help them at the age-appropriate level to appreciate and understand certain things that relate not simply to sex, but to human sexuality. It's good for little boys to be boys. It's good for little girls to be girls. They should have be kind of firmly established in the goodness of the gender that God has made them so that they don't face some of the gender confusion issues that are increasingly prevalent in our society. And I'm all for reinforcing girls' identities as girls and boys as boys. And I think sometimes parents try to feminize their boys, and I think there are some bad results to that. And sometimes they try to masculinize their girls. Now, I don't mean that girls shouldn't play sports. Our girls played sports, but you can be very feminine and you can play sports and that sort of thing. But I think sometimes if we try to go overboard to minimize the distinctions between boys and girls, that's not a positive thing. In terms of sexual purity in the home, this is huge. What kinds of things are we watching on television? And if we have this double standard that says, well, we're not going to let the kids see this, but we're going to go ahead and watch inappropriate things sexually on television. And then the kids are in the other room and they get up and go to the bathroom and they see mom and dad watching stuff. They walk into a room and suddenly mom and dad switch the channel. And this sends a very negative message that really, when I get older at least, looking at immoral things will be okay. Well, it's not okay. 1 Thessalonians 4:3 says, it is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God. So human sexuality is very important. Sexual purity is very important. And certainly what we allow ourselves to read, to look at, the kinds of magazines, the kinds of DVDs, the kinds of television programs. Parents are always teaching children. We need to understand that our children are looking at us. Our sons are seeing how their fathers look at women, how they look at cheerleaders on television, how they look at women in the beer commercials, how they look at women in movies. And that's where dads need to set the example and immediately change the channel when something inappropriate comes on, a commercial or, you know, whatever it is. And if inappropriate things keep coming on, don't just change the channel, turn off the TV. I mean, just stay away from it. There's nowhere in the Bible that says we must watch TV or we must have internet access. Ephesians 5, verse 3 says, among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving, because immoral and impure and greedy people don't have an inheritance in the kingdom of God. I mean, this is very, very strong language that we should take seriously in the home. So I think a good checklist here for what we're watching on television or what we're watching in movies or what we're reading in novels, is there even a hint of sexual immorality? Is there any kind of impurity? These are improper. Is there obscenity? Is there foolish talk? Is there coarse joking? These are out of place for God's people. That's very convicting to me, even though, relatively speaking, I have very, very high standards. But it's relatively speaking. We have become so desensitized to immorality that I think we often don't recognize it. I've had fellow Christians recommend movies that we start to watch, and we're 2 minutes into them and we can't believe it. I mean, we just can't possibly watch this. Television programs that people just love and don't realize that they're riddled with immorality. I had a growth group leader years ago who said, well, you know, we're watching the final episode of Friends. It's our favorite program. And I'm thinking, well, I only tried Friends a few times, but I couldn't get more than a minute into it without allusions to and depictions of and jokes about sexual immorality. And so I think we need to take a serious look at what we're conveying to our children through our media habits. Because if we say to them these things from God's Word, but we don't live by it, then we're sending a message. They're much more likely to imitate what we do than to imitate what we say. Modesty and helping our daughters when it comes to modesty is a subject that comes up, and it's very important. Certainly, how we help our sons related to modesty is a pertinent issue, but in particular with girls and how girls dress, this is hugely significant. Our culture is full of people who sexualize young girls, and it's actually part of the degeneracy of our culture. And young girls are taught. You pick up a teen magazine. When I was researching the subject a while back, I just picked up some teen magazines. So I start flipping through these teen magazines, and they're showing teenage girls what they're supposed to look like and how they're supposed to project themselves and come across. And there's all of these pictures with the very low necklines, with the very short skirts, with just a presentation that sends the message, look at me on a sexual level. And then we're surprised when young people end up in sexual relationships together. I look at Christian homes and I say, hey, we need to really have a higher standard than this. I'll never forget many years ago as a youth pastor, seeing a girl who was dressing, a number of girls would dress somewhat inappropriately, but one girl in particular dressing extremely inappropriately. And her parents were key leaders in the church. And I have always regretted, I really feel that I failed that girl and I failed that family because I didn't go to them. I thought, well, okay, maybe this isn't my business. And you know, they're church leaders. I guess they know what they're doing. But I was only 20 years old at the time and working with a junior high group, and I could already see what was going to happen with this girl. Well, very recently, I bumped into this woman who is divorced now, and she traces her divorce back to the several abortions she had when she was in high school, and how she's never come to terms with these things. And as she's telling me this story, I'm thinking, God forgive me for not speaking up and saying something to her Christian parents, and in particular her father, a church leader who was allowing her to go outside of the home dressed as she was. I think many men are cowards. I think they fail to stand up to and lead the way when it comes to how their daughters dress. They fail to stand up to their wives, who are often just oblivious to what's going on. It's like mom wants her little girl to look like a Barbie doll and to be just, you know, sexy, and not even coming to grips with what this means. This is out of place in a Christian family. I think we need to raise the bar. We need to raise the bar not only because it's the right thing to do, but because it's the smart thing to do. A father's job is to protect his children. And I think fathers are failing to protect their daughters and their sons in this whole area of sexual purity.